This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the day away from you. It's Thursday on the radio and in podcast form everywhere. Here, there, we can be heard everywhere. As a matter of fact, there's a new radio station on the moon. Did you know that, guys?
No.
Yeah, specialize in having people on the moon who are processors of intelligent information, and we were the only ones around they could find that we're processors of intelligent information. Here we are, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan.
Processors. Well, they obviously have excellent taste, too.
No. Man, they have it. All right, so what's happening here that is of interest and import? We were talking about the weather earlier and how chilly it is, but this is a one-stop. Well, that's not fair. Depending on where you are in the country, you'll have a grip that lasts about 36 to 48 hours, and then it goes back up to the 40s and 50s. However, if you're unfortunate enough to be up in the, what they call it, the UP of Michigan,
yeah,
and cross over into Minnesota, and let's see, where are the Dakotas, and you go into Idaho and Montana, ooh, man.
I'm just going to chill thinking about it.
14, 15, 16 below zero, and it'll stay that way maybe through Christmas. So it's like if you're worried about anything being frozen, you have to worry about that. I find it interesting that sometimes we look at the weather and we think that there's the way that the weather people, I was thinking this yesterday, the way that they present the information, sometimes it's like you could do something. You could actually do something about it. What the hell? You can't do anything about any of this stuff. And then there are those, yes, we can, because it's global warming and we have to stop using all that fossil fuel. Maybe an interesting play on that is what happened in the 1950s in England. Do you remember, many of you, if you study the history of England, and maybe some of you have and some of you haven't, in December 1952, a lot of people died. Thousands of people died in England, and thousands more were hospitalized. A lot of animals died because of what they call the Great Smog. And it was basically coal dust and coal smoke that covered the city. At that point, coal was still the number one. You go to England, you can still see some big, and maybe places here, but I've noticed it most when I've been in England. You walk through, when I was there last month, walking through some of these villages where you can still see the black on the side of the buildings. And the black, if you have a power washer, you can wash the black off. It's just the smoke or the residue from the coal smoke that's left on all the buildings. And so apparently during the cold snap in December of 1952, the sulfur particles that were coming out of the chimneys, they made a fog, and what the fog smelled like was sulfur, because sulfur smells like rotten eggs. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed?
It's a horrible smell, yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Ugh. It smells just like rotten eggs.
Yeah, it really does. So apparently, at that time, Londoners couldn't see their feet. It was so thick. Oh. Everything got canceled, and birds were flying into buildings and dying. Robberies increased because the thieves weren't seen. And it lasted for 4 or 5 days before the wind blew it all out into the North Sea. And then the British were the first ones to pass a Clean Air Act restricting the burning of coal. And that's why a lot of other things have become prominent in England as far as fuel is concerned. But it's really, there's a lot of coal still being burned there. We know the situation in China, where there's tons of coal being used, even Japan, some places in America, and there's this big concern about coal and what it does. The reason that it has a different effect than other fossil fuels is because it's not as mature. Coal, in its form, the hard aspect, I mean, it really is, there's soft coal and there's hard coal, but it's not as old as the oil or other things that would come from the decaying fossils of 65 to 70 million years ago. And yet they say, they, I don't know who they are, that there's no end to how much coal is available, how much oil is available. I find that hard to believe. Don't you? I mean, we suck the oil out of the ground the way we do and use as much coal as we... You know, I would think...
It's a good question. Does the Earth constantly produce more oil?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know.
I always wondered that.
I don't think so. Isn't that the limited resource? I mean, we talk about how it's going to go away at some point. That's why everybody wants to do, you know, other types of technology and hybrids.
Well, but you hear that, Jennifer, all the time.
So popular.
And then you see, although the cost of oil has gone up this week because of the OPEC thing, there is still... Look at the amount of oil that gets pumped every single day. I mean, think about it in terms of the gasoline you put in your car or the amount of oil you put in your crankcase. But the oil that comes out of the ground, we're talking about billions of gallons of this stuff that come out of the ground every single day. And there doesn't seem to be an endless supply.
It's like maybe oil is in the planet for a reason, and we keep sucking it dry. Like it's like taking blood from someone, and you just keep taking more and more and more, and we don't know at what rate it gets reproduced or if it does at all. I don't know. That kind of always creeps me out. Thinking
but I
about
wonder when I look at this,
out.
I wonder if there's a way, if there's a danger of duplicating or replicating this thing that happened back then, because it was all weather related. The weather hung, you know, we know what England is like in the fall and the winter time. It's cold and it's damp.
Oh, yeah.
But it's never, it doesn't freeze. England, you cut your grass in England all year long. It's like being in Seattle. It's the same weather. Lowest temperature I ever experienced there was in the mid 30s at one point. It just stays warm, but that fog and smog hangs over the island, and it kept that stuff in and created something that was very unusual. Very
it's
unusual.
Weird that England has sort of no trade winds. You know, it's there's nothing. It's
too far
stuff
north.
Gets stuck there.
Yeah,
the
it's way too far.
Is weird.
It's far north.
Yeah.
In a moment, we're going to find out about something that is widely used on social media that will help you during an important. I want to say health emergencies or health dangers. We're going to talk about how Caring Bridge and its website was created and how it'll help you in just a moment here.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
All right, 15 past the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, DJV on the air. 20 years ago, a company, Caring Bridge is a nonprofit social network dedicated to helping maybe your family, maybe some of your friends communicate with, support other people that you care about during a health problem. And so we have the founder, Sana Mehring, with us from the Caring Bridge Network. What was going on in your life, Sana, when this happened? Why did you start this?
Well, good morning, Doug. Yes, 20 years ago, when you think back to 1997, my day job was to produce websites for the various companies that needed to be on the internet. But a personal event happened. Two very good friends of mine had a very premature baby and needed to let everybody know what was going on, so they asked me to make those phone calls. After just a couple, I thought there's got to be a better way, and created a Caring Bridge website. In fact, the same night their baby, Bridget, was born, the first Caring Bridge site was born. Instantly, of course, easing the burden of communicating, but the wow event was how people were brought together to be able to support that family going through that health event. Bridget's life was a short 9 days, but from that inspiration, I realized anyone going through any type of health journey, be it premature birth, be it cancer treatment, be it heart surgery, be it an automobile accident, you need to have your friends and families understand what's going on and be there to support you. And so CaringBridge.org has been here for 20 years doing just that.
All right. So how does this work? Let's have people understand how it works and how they can support you and others who are trying to make this personal website informative and helpful for people in this particular fix. It's a pickle. You could get into a fix, and using technology to help communicate is certainly a very not only this time of year, but all times of the year. But it's nice because people are feeling like they ought to give to things this time of year. So why should we give to Caring Bridge and the website? What's going on?
Well, Caring Bridge is a nonprofit, and it was very intentional to be a nonprofit because we wanted to be driven by revenue, not manipulating ads or content or selling data. It needed to be – Caring Bridge is a social network, really is much more of a private community that comes together. And we are funded through the friends and family that have used Caring Bridge throughout the years found a lot of value in it. In fact, many people feel Caring Bridge was one of the most important things they had during their health journey. And they want to ensure that it's there for others. And so CaringBridge.org, you can go to CaringBridge.org, click on donate. But just as important is to let other people know about Caring Bridge. I love that I'm able to be on your show, that just to let other people be aware of CaringBridge.org as a great way to communicate when you're going through a health journey.
All right, so take us through it. Spend a minute. We go to CaringBridge.com or .org. And then what do you do to set this up? So how difficult is it for the average? Like, I'm kind of a clunker when it comes to, okay, quiet down, Victoria.
I heard that chuckle.
Yeah. Sorry.
It is extremely easy to use. Caring Bridge wouldn't have been around for the last 20 years unless we were very easy to use and really provide a valuable service. So you go to CaringBridge.org, click on create a site. Within just a few minutes, you're able to have your own personalized website that you have full control over, including the different privacy levels you want to have. You invite your family and friends, and you're able to have a journal there that you can communicate what's going on, and that family can be there to help. One way to think about it is you're helping people help, either by communicating and they're able to leave messages back, but also by doing other things like coordinating help, like being able to have a fundraiser, anything you can think about as you think about going through a health journey, what's important. And at the very center of that is simply letting people know what's going on.
All right. So I don't mean to sound crass, but I'm wondering if this is the same sort of way, a mechanism there that people use when there's a funeral and people are communicating information about the person that's passed. Is it the same sort of concept? As you see now, a lot of people using these websites to communicate about the ones that they've passed that they love.
Yeah, and Caring Bridge actually can be used for that, but it's really for when someone's going through the middle of what's happening with that health journey.
I meant in terms of the technical aspects of how it works, kind of. You're able to communicate information that you might not find anywhere else. That's really what this is about. Right?
The thing with Caring Bridge, it's much broader of what people are able to do. I think with what you're talking about with the funeral website, usually it's sign the guest book, like you're attending
the
funeral.
Okay, so broader information.
Caring Bridge is much more active during that health journey.
Got it. All right. Thank you for telling us. CaringBridge.org. Give and use. Sana Mehring here with us with DJV, 21 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow.
Sounds like Michael Bublé to me. What about you?
A lot like Christmas. Cars everywhere you go.
Okay, he doesn't know the words.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hobble-on boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Okay, this is, I think, number 29. I don't think it makes a difference anymore what number it is. We are acknowledging that these are the most popular songs being downloaded and played. Michael Bublé's version of it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere we go,
there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
Tree in the Grand Hotel.
One in the park as well.
One in the park as well.
It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. Like the one that Victoria brought to her house last night, abusing her boyfriend, carrying a big tree. Do you post that stuff on your Twitter page?
I did. It's on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Instagram.
Yep.
Okay. Right. At On Air Victoria. So, no, the wedding's off now?
No, I think it's back on.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Once we got the tree situated and then lit, it was back on.
Okay. All right, so each of our musical segments each hour beginning until Christmas anyway with some good Christmas music. Thank you, Michael Bublé. Now it's time for us to go for a ride in the carpool karaoke vehicle. James Corden and Bruno Mars from Carpool Karaoke. Listen to this audio. In addition to singing a lot of his music in the car, he and James Corden, Bruno Mars, and what's his real name? Alfonso Delaco or something. What's this guy's real name? It's Hawaiian.
Peter Hernandez?
Is it? Okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He was talking about his love of Elvis, and he apparently was the smallest Elvis impersonator and youngest Elvis impersonator ever. Really? He was in the movie Honeymoon in Las Vegas when he was four.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the Nicolas Cage movie. Is that what this is?
Yep, this is him singing in the movie.
So cute.
His father apparently owned and ran an Elvis-themed gift shop over in Hawaii, and it was modeled after Graceland. His father said that he loved all of the costumes, would watch the footage of Elvis over and over again, starting at the age of two. Isn't that funny how that comes around? So,
and obviously
talented.
Stuck.
Yeah, right, of course it did. And then this Corden, man, he learns all that music in preparation for these rides. That's I have a lot of respect for him, because that's a big job to learn all that music.
Yeah.
He does at least one of these a week.
So here he is driving his Rover around New York, singing. I don't know who's. Sometimes I wonder who's better, especially when he's singing with some of the other men.
I know. Gordon, he sounds so great.
He does.
And he can hit high notes, which is a
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Right. That's a good job with it. Carpool karaoke.
All right, this was a really
Kara.
Fun one to watch together.
Yeah, it looks like it. It sounds great.
The two of them together are hilarious.
Yep. All right. So I want to give not much time to this guy from Massachusetts who's been ordered to stay away from Ariana Grande. He pled guilty yesterday, harassing her by sending her text messages and unwanted gifts. What's the matter with people? This guy's name is Timothy Normandin from Lowell, Massachusetts, on probation now. He pled guilty, at least. But texting and social media. He would drive to New York and Connecticut to try to talk to her. Whack job. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior. Understand their body language. Understand their noises and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship and you'll be fair to your pet.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast. A special full moon is happening on Tuesday in the sign of Gemini, the communicator. So please watch your words carefully and whatever you have to say, say it in a loving way. This is the week to really take care of yourself and your loved ones. This is the week to plan those holiday parties and do your best to get that shopping done, because when we gear up to the weekend, we'll be in the sign of Leo, and Leo loves to party. If you want information on my holiday offers or a private reading with me, you can go to my website, Maria Francesca, TRILIEGI.com. Have a
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
That is 34 minutes after the hour with DJV, Doug Jen, and Victoria Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington.
What rap music sounds like to you? Is that your attempt at rap?
No, remember when I did that rap thing?
I do. You were quite good, actually.
We did a day of rap. As a matter of fact, Kara, if you look around, you can find someplace in the Moldy Oldie file a day when Roberta and Richie and I did a rap thing, and we were all very good at it. We just made it up as we went along, as pretty much as the way we do everything here. But it was silly, actually, but a lot of fun. So you may be able to dust it off somewhere and bring it around to show the young whippersnappers how it's done. You know what I mean?
Dougie kicking it old school.
Yeah, right. How did we do yesterday? The folks at QVC gave away that HP sprocket. Well, they didn't give them away. We're giving one away next week.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to come to you, Victoria, and go through some of the prizes and the things we're going to have in our next week's party. But this thing, they sold like thousands of these on QVC yesterday.
Yeah.
For $129. You could buy five of them at a time. So besides that, what else are we giving away next week?
We've got some cool stuff next week. We've got a really awesome drill for the guy in your life, or if you are a guy and you want to win it. It's I don't know anything about drills, but according to our Richie, he says it's a really awesome drill.
It's a really good drill.
Yep.
Better to have a really good drill than a really bad drill.
Yeah.
It's probably a Ryobi or something along that line.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know.
That's all right. Just a couple of highlights. What else are we giving away?
Well, we are giving away one of the HP Sprocket printers, which is a portable pocket-sized printer, and it comes with paper and everything. That's going to be super cool. We also have an HP DeskJet printer. So if you need a new printer for this season for your office or your home office, we've got an HP DeskJet we're also going to be giving away. We've got some other beauty products. We've got some cool stuff that we're working on. Yeah,
lots
of variety.
For Christmas week. Let's go to Bunker Hill, Indiana, where they no longer have a police department today. The town marshal and his four deputies resigned yesterday because there were a lot of complaints about how badly they ran the sheriff's department and a lot of unethical things going on. The town council asked the sheriff, Michael Thomason, to submit an explanation for a lot of the things they were concerned about. Instead, he submitted his letter of resignation, and all of his deputies resigned with him. So the town has no law enforcement whatsoever. You know, you think that's unusual, but it really isn't. There are, whether you know it or not, maybe some of you are living in communities like this. I know of communities all over the Midwest, small towns, 300-400 people that live in them. You go down to Texas, same thing, 300-400 people live in these towns, sometimes not that many. You go into the upper Midwest, some of the Rocky Mountain states where there are very few, I mean, you go out there, you talk about the population explosion, doesn't exist. Some places, even here in Florida where I am today and tomorrow, there are towns. I know there's a town in Massachusetts that I frequented, didn't have a regular police. They had one volunteer police person. Up in Maine, along the coast of Maine, these little villages that are only populated in the summertime, they don't have any local police. They rely on the state police and authorities. And the one town, this Deer Isle, up on the coast of Maine, they have a state police officer. It used to be once a week he would drive through town. Now they've upgraded the request from the town.
Did the criminals know about that?
Yeah,
know, right?
Of course they did.
They know his schedule.
Now they come through once a day through that town. But I wonder how many other towns there are like that around the country that, you know, we talk a lot about law enforcement, the problems the police have in the big and medium-sized municipalities, but a lot of places in this country still just don't have any police. It may be like a page out of the early West when there was lawlessness, but the other side of it is, you know, for the most part, people are pretty respectful of each other and pretty much can contain themselves. It isn't the people that live in your town that you have to worry about. It's the outsiders, especially in circumstances like that. There aren't criminals that live in Deer Isle. I guarantee you that. But there may be people that are driving up the coast, or maybe Ashley, Illinois is another place. I remember that's where my mother grew up. The population of the town when she was growing up was 700. Population of the town today is 700. They have no police force, and they're on the main road, I think it's Route 54. So every once in a while, on unscheduled times during the day, the state police are asked to get off of State Route 54 and go over into Ashley and see that everything's okay, and into Richview, which has a population of 250, and just make sure everything's okay. That's all. If there's any, and the people in town know, they can call. I don't know, it's 911 or whatever, but they know they can call if there's an emergency. But that's it. They have no... And by the way, most of these towns have limited or no tax structure. They don't have real estate taxes. They don't have... They provide for themselves. I remember, I'll never forget this. When I was a kid, I mean, I didn't know the ramifications. They had a bake sale. The town had a bake sale in order to pay for the needs of the town. town on the proceeds of a bake sale. A
couple of brownies and we're good to go.
Yeah, right, exactly. The mayor was not paid. The people that worked in various services in town were all volunteers. So the only expense they had was keeping up the roads and that sort of thing. And most of the roads were dirt roads in my grandmother's town. They didn't have paved roads. And they didn't. It wasn't just a bake sale. There were other things that they would have. But there were no taxes. None. Nobody paid taxes in this town. And it, I mean, there are plenty of others. I don't know if that's the case today, if you could find a town that didn't have any taxes, real estate or some kind of tax. But it's just sort of, and it isn't that long ago. I mean, when I was a kid, it's not that long ago. Keep your comments to yourself, ladies.
I was going to give you the It's Christmas. I let it go.
So really, isn't that nice of you? Thank you very much. All right, let's check the. We have Biff and Biff. Let's see. Do we want to call them Biff A and Biff B?
The Biff.
How do we want to refer? The Biff Etz.
I like that.
Oh, I like that a lot. Okay. All right. So Biff A, there seems to be a lot of attention. The when we started using the term Deflategate. With Brady and the football, and was there or wasn't there enough pressure in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, that's going on now. Again, there was an incident over this past weekend. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know, Jen, if you heard about this, but this was during the Giants-Steelers game, and apparently some of the balls were had less pressure in them than they were supposed to. And I guess, you know, because we're all sensitive to Deflategate with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, this quickly became a thing that both sides were trying to squash immediately. And apparently, John Mara, who owns he's the president and the CEO of the New York Giants, he instantly said, this is much ado about nothing. And a reporter was trying to get some scoop and trying to get a story and make a story out of it. So he went to the Pittsburgh Steelers president, Art Rooney, and he basically said, I agree with John. This is We're not going to make a big deal out of this. We're not going this route again.
Huh. Can I tell you how this could all be settled? I mean, I think the most ridiculous thing in the world is that the team provide their own balls. How about this? How about the officials provide the balls? I mean, I don't understand why that isn't a thing. I mean, then it makes it pretty fair, right? If the officials are providing all the equipment needed to play the game instead of the teams providing it individually, it's just weird.
I think that they've taken steps to do that because John Rooney had said I don't think people seem to understand we don't have custody of the balls anymore, so we don't have an opportunity to deflate them. So I think the NFL did step in, and I think the officials or someone else from the league is in charge of actually keeping the balls now.
I mean, even if they are deflating them, I was talking to my friend Fred Dreyer, played for the Rams and for the Giants.
Name dropper.
He was talking. Yeah, I know. I'm, you know, tripping over these names all the time. But he made the point, and this is a really good one, that a lot of people, I mean, you see it in baseball all the time where people, like, spit on their hands or they use, like, a balm on their hands to better grip the ball.
Right.
There's different methods that people do that quarterbacks use all the time in football anyway, and that, you know, having just a little bit less pressure, a little bit more pressure based on the preference of the quarterback isn't really throwing any kind of game.
Right.
Wow. All right. And I was interested in looking at the number of free agents that are still available for Major League Baseball. I thought that was all settled for some reason or other. But there's still 10 free agents that are worth a lot of dough. What are we talking about? This was it Monday, the guy who signed for $400 million?
Well, he wants $400
million. Oh, yeah. He didn't sign yet?
No.
He's still on that list?
I do, too, by the way. I'd like to put myself up there, $400 million.
Right. How far can you hit the ball?
What? No, I plan on just going and playing the first day and getting, you know, put on the injured reserve list like all these other guys who get the ton of money.
No, she's just going to show up and look cute in the outfit, and then that's it.
Right. I mean, come on. What do you want?
All right. In a moment, we have a television report, including the sad saga of the stars of Flip or Flop. I know that you'll be excited to hear what's happened to them, and that'll be up next year as television is in our focus. 44 after the hour with DJB.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
All right. Let's get to the big story here. How many people know what Flip or Flop is all about?
Okay. Yeah, that's that home only because show. I saw this story. Right. My mom loves that show.
Really? Why?
She just gets home. Like she gets home design ideas. She likes, you know. Yeah, and for it's you know, it's do you sell the house, do you keep it, how do you sell it for, you know, the most value? So if my mom decides to flip a house, which won't happen,
so I'm just flipping.
People are voyeurs and they love to look into other people's homes. Yeah. Love it.
Okay. So I'm just looking at this and I'm going across as my usual job looking at all these websites and I see this shocking separation headline. Secretly, Tariq and Christina El Moussa. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Sounds about right.
They're still operating after 8 months of having split up. Their married life is over and yada yada. Like, who in the world ever even heard? You guys know about this show?
Yeah, I really didn't have any clue.
Really?
Well, you know.
Victoria, you
I mean,
know
I heard about it from the story. Yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, it's a home improvement type show, and, you know, I think it's on HGTV. They're in California. So, I mean, I don't know that I've seen it, but again, my mom watches it, and, a friend of mine who is an interior decorator knows about it and watches it sometimes. So, I mean, it's a popular show. It's enough of a popular show that this is making major headlines.
Is it like that? What's that guy's name that Brendan is touched with Meredith? Is it Brett somebody or other? Who's that guy, Jennifer? What is it, Jeff? What? Nate Berkus.
Oh, yeah. He's a little more famous, I think. He's like a designer who has not just TV, but he also has like lines at Target and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And he's done Oprah's house. So once you do Oprah's house, you're
That's right.
Deal.
He came from Oprah, I think. That's where he was discovered. Yeah, right. Okay, so what do we have? What did you watch last night, Victoria? Anything good?
I watched because of Jen's TV report yesterday, I watched some of the Pentatonix's Christmas special last night. It was wonderful.
Good?
Wasn't it was
good?
Great. We were decorating our tree and listening to Christmas music. It was great.
How romantic.
Fun.
Very sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. So the wedding is on, after all.
Okay. The wedding's on.
Jennifer, what about you and your wedding? No, what about you? What did you watch last night?
I watched absolutely nothing on TV last night. Yeah. I've been burning it pretty heavily, and I was doing a live remote broadcast from a CHP, California Highway Patrol, event for kids collecting toys.
Collecting toys.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. All right, so what do we have to look forward to tonight?
Tonight, well, you know, I want to give you a little holiday spirit. So iHeart Radio is doing the Jingle Ball. Elvis Duran is hosting this from Madison Square Garden. Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Fifth Harmony, they'll be there. Plus, Nashville is launching on CMT. That was on ABC, got canceled, now on CMT at 9 Eastern. And Mom is celebrating the holidays on CBS at 9.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Always good to hear the Money Pit theme, right?
That's what
money
I said.
Pit.
Money Pit!
That's what happens. Tommy the K, the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here with, he's got a Money Pit and a Money... He's got a... In that pit, he throws money. That's why he calls it the Money Pit, because his program does so well, he throws all his money into a pit.
We want to help you from throwing money into your pit, though.
Yes, we do. That's what
We're
it's all about.
The Money Pit prevention business here.
So let's see if we can find a listener or two that has a question for us. I also wanted to talk to you about something that I find intriguing when it comes to what you, when you buy a new home and you move into it, what sort of supplies, what sort of things do you need? What does the home improvement guru say about what is a must-have when you move into a new home? That's coming up in just a moment here.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 56 past the hour. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program airs on hundreds of radio stations all around the country every weekend, hosted by Tom Kreitler, and he is somebody that I go to when I have my own personal questions, and many times I ask them on the air, which is not the case today. Okay. Although I did talk to somebody who was moving in to a new home.
Right.
And there was a question about what she needed to buy, like cleaning supplies and a lawnmower and some kind of furniture and all sorts of things. Is there a, when it comes to home improvement or having your home well managed, which I think is all in your purview and your wheelhouse,
right,
what do you say? You must have gotten this question before on your program. I'm moving into a new house. What do I do, Tom?
Well, I mean, the first thing I would do is I would do a once-over on the general home maintenance issues. In other words, was the heating system serviced recently? You know, if we're talking summer AC, are there any, you know, plumbing leaks, electrical issues? I would do all those basic mechanical and structural things. Now, if you had a home inspection done before you bought that house, you probably have a list of those needs. I'd organize those first. In terms of what you buy, Doug, you know, I was talking to someone last night that does a lot of decorating, and we were talking about furniture purchasing. And she said, you know, I always tell my clients they're better off buying one better piece than like three lousy pieces. In other words, invest in furniture slowly over time.
Yeah.
Don't try to fill the whole house up at once with pieces that, you know, are inexpensive when you could just do one room at a time and then kind of build upon that and have stuff that's going to stay there for, you know, a generation. And I think so there are different approaches on that.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we find that people that move into homes, they do more fix-ups in the first, like, year or two than the next 10 years. So that's the year, the first couple of years when you spend a lot of money on the paint and the decorating and that sort of thing.
Well, I moved into that house in April, and I'm still doing a lot of stuff. I just got the wallpapering done and the painting done for the most part, and there's still furniture needs and that kind of stuff. But it is almost a never-end. I think you live in a house, you can keep doing this stuff forever.
You can. And the other advice I give people, Doug, is when they move in, sometimes people have a tendency to want to change everything. Let's say, you know, like the wallpaper or the color. You want to do it all at once.
Yeah.
Give yourself, you know, some time to get used to it, because one of two things is going to happen. The desire to change is going to increase, and you'll do it. Or you'll learn to live with it, decide it's not so bad, adjust to it, and save yourself a boatload of money and time.
Jack wants to know, he moved into this home that was built in 1922. He's concerned that he may have lead pipes. How does he check for that?
Well, the lead pipe is pretty obvious. When it comes in the main water valve area of the house, it's going to be dirty and dusty. But if you get a knife, it's a soft lead. It's a soft material. If you scrape it sideways, it will be very, very shiny, almost like a dull chrome underneath, and you'll know you have lead. And if you do, you always want to run that water for a couple of minutes before you drink it.
Right. Good idea. Good. That's
before you change,
very important.
Change the pipes, too.
All this focus on water this week. All right, Tom. Thank you. Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free.